Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 20 for Monday, August 17th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was moving lower, reversing earlier gains as the Chicago soy oil market also turned lower Monday afternoon. Canola values were anywhere from $2 higher to $1.50 lower. November was down $1.20 at $485.30 per ton. Weakness in Malaysian palm oil and talk that the market's technical bias is pointed lower added to the bearish tone, as did the upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar. Further downward pressure came from the large global oilseed supply situation and worries about slowing demand from China. However, traders are also concerned about cold weather slowing canola crop development in Western Canada this week, which was supportive. Slow farmers selling as they're busy harvesting cereal crops and swathing canola also underpinned values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. Looking at U.S. markets, grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of the plus-minus line after a very choppy day of activity. Soybean prices were steady to 2 cents higher, November up half a cent at $9.17 per bushel. Values were underpinned by a report from the USDA's Farm Service Agency, which said 2.17 million acres of soybeans didn't get planted this year due to adverse weather in June. On the other side, worries about slowing demand from China weighed on prices, as did strength in the U.S. dollar index. Corn values were holding steady throughout the day and ended anywhere from 1 to 2 cents lower. December was down 1 cent at $3.74.5 per bushel. Some downward pressure came from forecasts calling for favorable, cooler, wet weather throughout the end of August in the U.S. Midwest. Though expectations at the USDA's weekly crop progress report will show deteriorating conditions for corn were supportive. Wheat futures were weaker in Chicago as strength in the U.S. dollar kept wheat supplies unattractive on the global export market. Prices for wheat were anywhere from 6 to 7 cents lower, December down 7 and a quarter cents at $5.04.5 per bushel. Large global supplies of the commodity and pressure from the advancing North American harvest were also bearish. However, a positive weekly export inspections report from the USDA limited the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, August 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.